What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And somebody just sent me the story confirming that, yes, after the inauguration, when Barack Obama is no longer the president of the United States of America, he and his family are going to fly to Palm Springs for a vacation. But the ABC News is confirming the Obamas will use the presidential plane. It won't be called Air Force One because that designation is only used for the aircraft where the current president is on board. How the heck do the Obamas get to use that aircraft for a private vacation as private citizens? That aircraft does not belong to them. Technically, it belongs to we, the American people. This is utterly insane. I mean, I can understand Barack Obama pocketing a couple of ashtrays going on out of the White House, but he's not allowed to just fly off with the plane. Technically, he should be forced to reimburse the Treasury Department for an illegal use of a government property. He absolutely does not have a right to be using that aircraft once he is no longer president of the United States of America. And technically, that aircraft is supposed to be used for official business, not gallivanting around the globe. It's ridiculous. The man has no shame. No shame whatsoever. And I hope incoming President Donald Trump will make it a point of saying the Obamas owe the American people, the taxpayers, the reimbursement for that obviously inappropriate use of taxpayer assets. Okay, now then, getting on back to the immigration refugee issue. Trump is already cozying up to Great Britain. Fast-track trade deal, visa-free travel. And at the same time, Trump is saying that European Union citizens may face U.S. travel restrictions. Extreme vetting, which means going through getting a visa so that you can be checked. And that, too, is a big boost for the Brexit. Now, Britain's decision to quit the EU single market has revived the push for Scottish independence, which they would be independent now if there hadn't been so much vote fraud during their independence referendum. And there was so much election fraud there, they weren't even trying to hide it. There were videos of ballot box stuffing. There were a couple of stories where the counting centers were evacuated twice on bomb threats. There were no bombs found, but obviously while the building was empty, people could go on in there with stacks of ballots. It was a completely ridiculous referendum. And surveys among the people of Scotland didn't match the referendum results. The vast majority of people in Scotland wanted their independence back. And somehow the referendum said remain a slave to the British Empire. Now, as it turns out, the reason the EU is in a panic over Britain's leaving is apparently Britain accounted for £15 billion of the European Union's budget. Right now, with most of the member states of the European Union in serious economic trouble, all of it created by that private central bank, the ECB, Great Britain and Germany have been carrying the load for keeping the whole system propped up. And Britain's not going to be there anymore, and certainly the people of Germany are not going to be willing to be carrying the losses for the entire European Union all by themselves. Especially while dealing with the influx of refugees and all the problems being created. But it looks to me like we may well see the breakup of the European Union in the immediate future. Because it was built with this built-in self-destruct device called the European Central Bank. And then throwing the refugees on there only made the situation worse. A lot of the member nations of the European Union are talking their own exits now. And the European Union Commission is now out there taking the ground. You can't have referendums. You're not allowed to break free. Actually, it's in the charter that member nations of the EU can leave when they want to. So this whole globalist one world government agenda is falling apart. Brexit was a major body blow. Trump's election a major body blow. And they're panicking. They've invested decades and billions, possibly trillions of dollars, trying to create the one world government. And it's slipping away from them. As it should. The one world government will be history's most tyrannical dictatorship. It has to be, merely to survive the circumstances of its own creation. And I've had enough with dictatorships. I want to go back to a simpler system where we're basically allowed to live our lives as long as we're not harming each other and the government minds its own business. And we're just go on out and prosper by our own hands. Okay, now then, let's see. As we mentioned before, Julian Assange's lawyer is saying that Assange is ready for extradition to the United States. And he may come on back arguing for clemency or pardon based on that of Chelsea Manning. But he's not going to do it until Chelsea Manning's actual release, which is slated to happen, I think, sometime in May. Now, right after Obama's announcement of a commutation of sentence for Chelsea Manning, Russia announced that they have agreed to allow Edward Snowden to stay in Russia for an additional 3 years. In one more year, Edward Snowden will be eligible for Russian citizenship. So, good on Putin for that one. Now then, the liberal snowflakes are still out there doing what they're doing. Over at Marquette University, apparently students are being required to attend mandatory social justice workshops. And they literally are tracked to make sure that they are completing all these different workshops on social justice to get their indoctrination to be liberal snowflakes. Now, let me ask you a very simple question. How does a social justice workshop in which they're being taught that straight white males are the root of all evil and other such nonsense, how does a social justice workshop prepare these students to find jobs that pay enough to pay back those student loans? Don't these universities feel they have a responsibility to help those students prepare for high-paying jobs to repay those student loans? Or is the attitude of, you know, we're just getting you on the debt hook early in life and our job is to indoctrinate you? We're hearing now about calls out in California for the public school system to have classes to teach their students to trust the corporate media and distrust everything in the independent media. How does that help these kids prepare to get into college? Our education system is a joke. It's no longer about education. It's about indoctrination. And yes, there's always been a little indoctrination in the system, but it seems to have overwhelmed the actual teaching of useful skills. Now, there's a story that came out of, government slaves, where there's a school in Michigan where a fourth grade class will not be allowed to view Donald Trump's inauguration speech because the teacher Brett Mittier is concerned about what President Trump may say. And if he doesn't agree with it, he doesn't want his fourth graders to hear it. Actually, that's not your job. Over at Planned Parenthood, they're under fire again. They're actually having workshops to train Planned Parenthood workers to spot undercover journalists, to get rid of them. They don't want any of that stuff getting on out there. It's pretty ugly. All right, well, let's talk about human-caused global warming. And again, Donald Trump's pick for head of the Department of Energy has vowed he's going to end this scam. And it is. That's all it was. It was a scam. Spain has been hit with the heaviest snowfall for 35 years. School closures, beaches at numerous coastal resorts have been wiped out by freak snowstorms, roads cut off. Even Mallorca woke up to a blanket of snow. That's just something that doesn't happen there. The canals of Venice have frozen. The Baltic has frozen. And still, the DNC wants to prosecute anybody talking about a new mini ice age or that global warming isn't real. And what is the corporate media reporting about this? Oh, that Gavin Schmidt, the director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, is saying 2016 was the hottest year ever recorded, and scientists say human activity is to blame. Those of us who actually work there said that NASA stands for Never a Straight Answer. Now, I'm very much in favor of a renewed space exploration program, not because I care about seeing our flags on other worlds, but because the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s was born in the Apollo moon missions. When you go out into space, you've got to solve some problems, and those solutions have commercial application. Our government, our business leaders, foolishly over the last decades have allowed many of those technologies developed by the space program to simply be licensed to other countries where they are making the money for the manufacturing. And those countries are not going to be foolish enough to let it come back to the United States of America. We're going to have to leapfrog ahead. And we need a civilian technology incubator. And a revived space exploration program is the perfect way to do it, because we know from the 1960s it worked before. But the current NASA management has to be replaced. They've all been co-opted by Al Gore and his carbon Nazis. They've all sold out their scientific integrity. Nobody's going to believe anything they have to say at NASA, or for that matter, NOAA, which was caught fudging the data to come up with this claim that 2016 was the hottest year ever recorded. The corporate media, NASA, NOAA, IPCC, Hadley CRU, bet their reputations on human-caused global warming, and now they're stuck. All they can do is sit there and scream, "It is warming! It is warming! It is warming! Pay no attention to all that snow and ice! It is warming! We're scientists! You must believe us!" No, we don't. Science is not a belief-based system. Science is about facts and reproducibility of results. And what do we get from all the people screaming global warming? Oh, we had to delete the raw data. Just take our word for it. These are our conclusions. We're scientists. We have white lab coats and clipboards and everything. How could you possibly doubt a scientist? By the way, it's now surfacing that George Soros was funding Al Gore's screed about global warming to the tune of millions and millions of dollars. $10 million over 3 years. That's where Al Gore got the money to make his mockumentary. And the goal was carbon taxes on the people, submission to a global environmental authority, making decisions about how you live. And behind it all, simple old-fashioned greed. Because the demonization of oil and coal was intended to crush their stock prices so that billionaires like George Soros could snap them up cheap. And then when the global warming fraud was openly admitted to be that, and the reality of a new ice age set in, those stocks would soar, and Soros would be even richer and more of a pain in the neck than he was before the scam. That's what's going on here. Back in 2000, they were insisting snowfalls are a thing of the past. Here we are today. And the corporate media is still out there convinced, apparently, that they can tell you that the world is hotter than it's ever been before, which actually it isn't. It was a lot warmer in 1936. And they've been caught rigging the data. And apparently they're absolutely convinced that they can mesmerize you. They can hypnotize you so that you won't see all the snow and ice and the traffic accidents and the glare ice on the highways. And all the power failures from snow and ice bringing the power lines down. You won't see that. The corporate media is out there with their little watch swinging it back and forth. You will not see the snow. You will not see the ice. You will believe the corporate media that 2016 was the hottest year on record. You will pay carbon taxes. Anybody who says there's no such thing as a wide-ranging conspiracy to defraud the general public, we've got one right here, staked out on the ground, naked for you to study and learn from. And this conspiracy involved the U.S. government, NASA, NOAA, the United Nations, the IPCC, Hadley Climate Research Unit over at the University of East Anglia, Penn State, the Met Office in Great Britain, the Met Office in New Zealand. They've been screaming global warming, carbon taxes, since the 1990s. And the reality is there's been no statistical evidence of any warming at all. It's simply being made up out of thin air. NOAA's data for a record warming streak included statistical corrections. Without the statistical corrections, the raw data shows no warming. But that doesn't suit the policy, so we have to statistically correct the data so it shows what we want it to show. When the ClimateGate scandal broke and emails and actual computer code were leaked from inside the Hadley Climate Research Unit, examination of that source code showed the hack. There was literally code in there saying, starting at this year, add so many degrees to the temperature, and for each succeeding year, add so much more. That's where the hockey stick came from. It was manufactured in the computer code. Now, Lord Monckton and his experts have identified a serious, significant error that appears to be in all of these computer models being used by the carbon Nazis. And we have quotes from some of the leading lights of the global warming establishment that we don't need to go and get raw data. We have the computer models. They tell us what we want to see. I mean, what we need to know. And those models are all wrong. So, okay, we're coming up on another commercial break. We got callers waiting on the line. Then we got to talk a little bit about computers and security. I'm getting a lot of emails about my comments about malware bytes. But the downside of the security software is it can be used as a form of censorship. I'm getting emails from people saying they cannot post links to my website at Facebook anymore. Which is why people are leaving Facebook and they're going over to the new up-and-coming alternates, which promise censorship-free environments. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Bye. I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently House Committee has approved Mattis for Defense Secretary. The president of CNN has just issued a statement that CNN's credibility is higher than ever. Boy, oh boy, talk about delusional. And maybe that's why Trump's White House press secretary is saying that they got to start doing drug tests on these people. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. Terry in Oregon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Just a quick question. Is it possible for Donald Trump to be pro-Israel, but not pro-central bank and not pro-New World Order?
He's definitely not pro-New World Order. I think he's pro-Israel because his image of Israel and Palestine is what he got from corporate media. And my sense is that once he starts directly dealing with the actual government of Israel, his enthusiasm is definitely going to wane.
I hope you're right, Mike, and thanks for the comments. I'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And let's be clear here, okay? There's a lot of things Trump is talking about that I don't agree with, okay? But I still maintain that Trump, at his absolute worst, is still better for the United States than Hillary Clinton at her best. So we're just going to have to, just work on the issues that divide us and come together. All right, let's see. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Got in a little late to the show. I had a lucky streak over at the crap table, so sorry about that. Wanted to ask you, Mike, Jim Fetzer made a comment. I totally agreed with it. He said, Trump has done more for this country before even being elected than any of the previous presidents. I mean, in recent memory, in terms of his renegotiation with Boeing, and I believe on the F-35, his bringing these manufacturing jobs, not many, but at least he brought some manufacturing jobs back to the country and has not offshored those jobs. So I agree with Fetzer. He's done more than in recent memory than these other presidents have done in office, and he hasn't even become president yet, so...
Well, yeah, and we're hearing all kinds of job projections, but again, it's an uphill fight because the reality is, behind the lies of U.S. unemployment, there are over 90 million Americans who need a job, and creating 1,000 jobs here and 1,000 jobs there is good for the headlines, and it's a good start, but there is definitely a long, long way to go.
Mike, I agree with you. I think we're going to have, I mean, this economic collapse has been predicted over the past, 5 years. But I'm pretty sure once Trump gets into office, the plunge protection team is going to disappear. I think the market's going to collapse. They're all going to blame it on Trump, as you've been saying.
Yes.
And all these other statistics have been ignored these past 8 years. The 94, 95 million people who've left the job force, the made-up unemployment numbers. But, the corporate media, they're going to just pin the blame on Donald Trump and say, we had a great economy.
Nobody's going to be listening to the corporate media anymore. I mean, for the president of CNN to come on out there and make such an absurd statement.
I agree. Mike, Trump's tweet from a few days ago that was directed against Brennan, where he said it was fake news. I agreed with that part, but then, Trump started talking about red line in Syria, Ukraine and Crimea. I mean, what is he talking about? That's what gets me upset. It just seems like he has no coherence to his foreign policy pronouncements. I mean, red line means what, Donald? I mean, Assad didn't use those chemical weapons. He's basically implying that, nobody respects Obama. Obama set this red line, and Brennan as well, and Assad trampled on it.
I know all that. We still need to be very careful about what we're being told that Trump has actually said. If we don't get it directly from him, if we don't get it directly from his Twitter feed or so forth, we have to be very careful because we know the corporate media is spinning and twisting and trying to selectively edit things. And, Trump campaigned saying there are going to be no more foreign interventions. And again, let's give him his first 100 days. We got to take a break for commercials. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Bob. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I'm starting to sound like you now. I think I must have caught your cold watching you.
You probably got it from Jim Goddard because he had it too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'd like to recommend that you brand a title name for the episode with Claire on Fridays. I'd like to recommend the name. The Clarification Report.
That's a good one. And we've actually kind of used... Yeah, we've used it as a private joke many, many times here. So, yeah, well, okay, that'll now become... That'll become the official name of Claire's segment on Friday.
And then I was also thinking that maybe you could consider, like, having her on for longer or maybe even giving her the hot seat if you can't afford more time, especially since it's near the end of the show where you've, finished up with all the kind of day-specific material. But anyway, I've got a list of, like, eight things. Let's see how many we can get through before you get tired of me.
Okay.
Okay, marinating food, it also applies to your body parts. So if you're using, like, chemical shampoos and chemical soaps for decades, you're actually marinating your body with chemicals. That's why it's a really good idea to just use all chemical-free products.
No question.
The next one is, okay, now, is it racist of me? Like, I don't feel comfortable about the fact that our new liberal government installed a man who's in charge of our defense who's wearing a turban. Like, that just seems wrong. Is that Is that just, what do you think? Is that understandable, I feel that way, or is that just sound racist, or what?
Well, I don't know about racist. I can imagine a lot of people would have a concern about that, in that we are all hoping that we have leaders in this country who are Americans. And, of course, the turbans may signal just a religious difference, and our Constitution says we can't actually make any rules that discriminate on the basis of a religion.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure there's quite a few problems with that. But anyway, the next one is Wolf Blitzer and Rachel Maddow. Whenever you see them on a Hollywood movie where they're playing a role on some fictitious plot, they look exactly like they do when they're doing the regular shows, which just proves how fake they are consistently.
Yeah, I noticed that started happening, a few years back in the movies. And I know that obviously they're going to get paid to be in the movie. They're going to get residuals, and it represents a major source of income. But I think they did themselves a disservice by doing so, by blurring that line between what is supposed to be the real news and the fake reporting it was being seen in the movies. But from their point of view, since it's all fake anyway, I guess it was acceptable behavior.
Yeah. And then regarding that mediocre Negro guy, Hill, he lambasted Trump for using stars and star power. But how hypocritical, because that's all the liberals do. Like, Trump is doing 1% as much, and they have the nerve to come out and attack him for it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, when you look at how many Hollywood celebrities and music stars and everything were out there shilling for Hillary Clinton. But again, double standards and hypocrisy, that's apparently part of the acceptable toolkit. You know, it's like...
Yeah, and projection also.
Projection. Yeah, projection definitely would fit in there as well.
The potential Trump tapes that we're hearing about... I think that if they had it, they would have used it 24 to 48 hours before the election, when that actually could have maybe helped prevent Trump from becoming the president. It's much less potentially effective now, if it exists, to use it now. He's already the president. It's much harder to stop him from being the president now. So I don't think it's true. And then I want to comment on your comment about this from yesterday. You said, be careful, they might have some software from the corporate media that can make the face look like a fake face. Well, I'd like to take that one step further, and I think that we have to think about top-secret military-grade technology. The whole system is freaked out right now. They'll pull out all the best technology.
So if they will. Now, the software I'm talking about, it was a demonstration where they could take a video of a real individual, and then they would have an actor with tracking on their face saying whatever lines they wanted to say, and the software would morph the mouth and face of the real person to make it look like they were saying those words. And it was an early demonstration. The video is actually a few years old, and I'm sure it's been refined since then. And I'm certain that the CIA's probably grabbed hold of it as well. There was some years ago where the MIT Media Lab produced some software that could make any one individual's voice sound like anybody else. And that could be used to do all kinds of fakery as well. The one thing the software couldn't duplicate, though, was the cadences and speech patterns of the original. So even though it would sound like this person's voice, they wouldn't be talking the way that person talked, unless the person who was doing the speaking had been schooled to try and duplicate that other person accurately, like a professional impersonator, like a Frank Gorshin or somebody.
Which they would have. They would use that person. And the military likes to stay a certain amount of years, a handful of years ahead of us, technologically speaking.
Yes.
So I bet you they've got something that's like 10 years ahead, that's totally convincing. If they put out a tape, we got to be suspicious of it.
We do. Now, there's already one tape that's been floating around that appears to show Donald Trump in a bed in a compromising situation, but it came on out that they basically borrowed a figure of Donald Trump from a wax museum, and that's what was actually in the bed. But the reality is, at this point, we have to understand the other side loves to play dirty. They think it's their divine right, and we just need to start out on the assumption, you know, you prove what you're saying. It's not up to us to prove that you're lying. You've lied to us so many times. The burden of proof is on you. And I think this comment by the president of CNN that their credibility has never been higher is a sign of just how desperate they are, that they realize their credibility is in trouble. Frankly, if their credibility has always been zero, then technically he's correct. But it really is an attempt to regain the high ground. And one of the alarming things I'm seeing the corporate media doing is they're all running around just presuming that they should be the arbiters of what is real and fake news, whether it's Facebook or all these other companies. They're saying, we'll sort it out for you. No, you won't. You're the guilty parties. You were the one who were feeding us the lies, and we're not going to let you decide you know, for us what's going on. And they're getting so desperate. As one example, Slate is now offering a free fake news tool. If you click on the link, it downloads an extension for Chrome browsers that will automatically flash when you're reading an article that Slate has decided is fake news.
Well, what the CNN president meant is that he's never been higher smoking his own propaganda dope.
Yeah, that's definitely it. And that's why the White House press secretary is talking about drug tests on those people. I think it's a good idea.
So, hey, it's two more things. It's illegal to modify a dollar bill. Why is it not illegal to modify an official American flag, especially the ones that are sitting behind the presidential addresses and everything? How they have these, like, borders of gold and then these big tassels. Shouldn't that be illegal? Isn't that considered, like, defacing the flag?
No, because there are different forms of the flag. And the one with the gold fringe and the tassels, I think, basically signals a maritime flag.
And that's not the American flag.
There are several American flags. And what most people don't understand is the United States actually has a flag for wartime and a flag for peace. But they've never used the peace flag, and that's why everybody thinks the stars and stripes is the flag. It isn't. It's the United States war flag, and there's a peace flag where the red and white stripes are actually vertical, and the stars are blue stars on a white field.
Okay, so this is your flag. It's not a total New World Order invasion flag. It is your flag.
No, it isn't. Okay. The gold fringe and tassels goes back a long, long way, and I think it signals that you're basically dealing with maritime law. But it's just used as an impressive decoration. It's just a set piece for those concerned.
Because I get mad every time I see it, though. That's good. Last thing, the liberals are pretending to be afraid that Trump will be bad for minorities, but the truth is that they're secretly afraid he'll be good for them, which will destroy the liberal brand forever.
You're absolutely right. And that's why we're seeing like this this black singer who was going to perform at Trump's inauguration received death threats, and she's had to pull on out because the liberals are afraid that Trump is going to basically be Donald Trump and just prove to the world that he was never any of these things that he was accused of being by the liberals, that he's not a sexist, that he's not a racist. That he certainly isn't gallivanting around hotel rooms in Moscow with prostitutes, and that liberal sales pitch of victimhood is definitely threatened by a Trump presidency, especially when you look at Ivanka, who's a very beautiful but successful woman. That undermines that whole feminist idea that the reason you're not a success as a woman is those evil straight white males. And it really is starting to come apart. And the liberals are going to attack anything that is a threat to this carefully crafted illusion of victimhood that they've been selling to women, to blacks, to Hispanics, to the gays.
Yeah, it's going to rock their world when they find out how good it's actually going to be. I think Trump's going to use his ego for self-satisfaction by being a hero. He wants to go down in history as the hero.
Yes.
He doesn't need the money. he's got the money. He doesn't need the fame. He's got the fame. He wants to be the hero. I'm convinced of that. He's going to just completely be, like, so famous for hundreds of years. Like, it's going to be a complete pivot. And then when he cleans up the election system, it's going to be hard for fake elections to throw him out after 4 years. So he'll stay in for 8 years. And then after 8 years of straightening things out, it's going to be hard for someone else to turn. This could be an entire renaissance, like a new world pivot here of back to like a golden age of expansions of truth.
That's what we're working to. But again, anybody who thinks Trump being in the White House is going to change anything just because Trump is in the White House, you're delusional. Donald Trump's election opens the door to change, but we, the American people, are going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with Donald Trump against that obstructionist Congress and an openly hostile corporate media. And we're going to have to basically back them down. Our work did not end with Trump's election. It's only just now beginning.
Definitely. Well, thank you for letting me go to my list. I'm sorry to any other callers I'm holding up. I'll let you go. Have a great day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, we were talking about computers and computer hacking. There is a new Gmail phishing attack, and it is so subtle, it's even tricking some of the most careful of users. And according to WordPress security plugin creator WordFence, the way the attack works is that hackers will send emails to the contacts of compromised accounts, meaning the email appears to come from somebody that you know, and it contains a seemingly innocuous attachment. When you click the attachment, a new tab opens in the browser that looks almost identical to the Google sign-in page. But if you sign into to that page, the information goes straight to the attacker. So you do have to be careful. And again, you have to wonder, why isn't the government concerned about all this? Is the government the hackers, the cyber criminals, the ransomware writers? I mean, if I were in a position of authority, I would be looking at all these ransomware attacks as an act of war. Certainly, it's an act of economic warfare and cyber warfare. And we've been hearing for months how the U.S. government views any cyber warfare attack as an act of war. These ransomware writers are waging war on the American people. They're hitting hospitals, they're hitting schools, they're hitting individuals, and we have this government that loves to talk tough about cyber war with Russia, just seeming to sit back and not give a darn about a very obvious threat to the nation and its economy. One must wonder why. Now then, NASA apparently finally deciding that they too have had enough of this global warming nonsense. They're sending a satellite to the surface of this asteroid. It's about the size of the state of Massachusetts. And they think from remote observations, it's completely made of metal. They're saying that it is probably this nickel iron ore, which if it could be mined and brought back to Earth in tiny amounts, you can't drop the entire thing onto the Earth or you'll extinct the entire planet. But it could be worth trillions and trillions of dollars. And there is definitely something that needs to be looked at. There's a lot of incredible mineral wealth out there in those asteroids. Now, once you're out of the gravity well of Earth, getting around the solar system is actually pretty trivial, especially for robotic spacecraft that can afford to take a year or 2 years to get on out there. But we could be mining the asteroids for metals. We could be mining the upper layers of the gas giant planets for all the hydrocarbons we could ever possibly need. There's a huge amount of wealth out there. Now's the time to actually start saying, yeah, let's start commercializing the solar system. Now, what is really missing, what NASA needs to be developing, is a very inexpensive way to get into Earth orbit, because that's the hurdle right there. Once you're out in orbit, getting around the solar system is fairly easy. Getting things back to Earth, fairly easy. Solar sails, that new drive that NASA just came up with. Getting that stuff back down onto the Earth, we may have to literally set up a location on Earth that is a landing zone for things. where we can drop these big chunks of nickel iron and then go on out, carve them up, and take them to the smelting plants. It's technologically doable. It's economically feasible. It might be time to make that leap. I wish Trump had made me head of NASA. I may have killed it when I joked about ordering the ground crews to dress up like apes when the astronauts came on back. But I would really like to see us renew our push into space. Renew our push to confirm indigenous life on Mars or Titan. Because that would be a socially transformative event for all of mankind. Personally, I think we already did it on Viking. But that's just my opinion at this point. All right, we got to take one more commercial break. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently, yet another species of honeybee has been added to the endangered species list And certainly Monsanto loves this, because if there are no bees to pollinate natural crops, then farmers are forced to buy the GMO seeds. And maybe Monsanto's business plan to monopolize and control food production on planet Earth included the destruction of the bee population specifically, so that natural pollinization couldn't take place. Now, remember how the FDA likes to claim that they are keeping an eye on products to make sure that you are only eating safe food and using safe medications? And they don't really. The FDA kind of acts more like advertising for these corporations. And apparently the FDA has just approved a new GMO pineapple without any independent safety testing. The FDA has declared it as substantial equivalent, meaning it's so close to the real natural pineapple, we don't feel that there needs to be any kind of safety testing. And so they've blessed it. They've just given this new GMO pineapple a rubber stamp. Now, if you want to avoid it, it's really easy, because this pineapple, which is now approved, is pink. It's a pink pineapple. And I'm sure people are going to say, "Ooh, it's cool. It's a pink pineapple. I want to try that." I wouldn't. They're just being really, really too reckless. Another story here just put up from Natural News here. Apparently, there is a doctor, Dr. Daniel Nedis. He's a family doctor and the director of the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute. And he published a blog post basically saying we do need to be concerned about toxic ingredients in vaccines, that there do seem to be links with neurological diseases. Now, he didn't take a hard line saying no vaccines. He simply said there are some vaccines that may not be necessary, and other vaccines ought to be spaced out more widely. And the corporate media just came on in on him and basically harassed the Cleveland Clinic until it agreed to discipline the doctor and silence him. Now, if you look at the documentary Vaxxed, one of the big issues in there was the pushing of the triple vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, the MMR. Now, you can get those vaccines as single shots spaced out over weeks. And a lot of parents wanted to do that because a lot of the autism and other problems seemed to center on that triple shot vaccination. And what happened was the companies simply stopped making the single shot vaccines so that you didn't have a choice anymore. You're required by law to get the MMR, and the triple shot is the only thing you can get. And it's causing harm. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here, get something useful done with the rest of the day, rest my voice. We'll be back tomorrow here on Republic Broadcasting. Aloha, America.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.